Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. And we go worldwide, everywhere. And all you have to do is watch the show every Sunday night, right here on the Trim Radio Network at 7 p.m. Well, before we get going today, we've got a disclaimer. And the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now that we have all that legal stuff out of the way, we can get on with the show, and we've got a lot of stuff to cover. Yes, we do. Hey, if you go to our web pages, you can actually check us out, and all you have to do is just go to the trimradio.com page, and there it is. And all you have to do is take a look at everything. You can watch us live. You can go to the archives and watch the shows there. You can check us out on live stream or past episodes. You can partner with the Trim Radio Network. You can host a show and you can advertise with Trim. Also, you can support the station. You can donate or you can buy the merchandise, or as Michael calls it, buy the merch. And yes, we do have shows. And I'll tell you what, all you have to do is check us out here. We have The Bend, Adventure Waits Around the Bend. And that's Spotify. And Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. Now that's YouTube and Spotify. Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. That's going to be on Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. Money and Change is on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We've got Offsides College Football Top 25, and that's going to be on Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. My World Live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. We're on Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. And the Positude Podcast, same thing, Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You can either have the red pill or the blue pill. And I keep telling Rascala, I want the green pill. He hasn't found it yet. I don't know about that guy. I listened to that show. And I'll tell you what, he's got a really good show. Real good one. And I always kid him about the green pill. Maybe he'll find it one of these days. Anyhow, he's on YouTube. He's on Rumble and Spotify. And if you need some advice on marketing, we've got Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. And that's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. So you want to check those out. But if you want to do your own show, what do you do? Well, all you have to do is up here in the right-hand side, you'll see a hi there. Thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? And click on it. Put your name, your phone number, and a message. Hey, I want to host my own show. I want to call it Stu's World. And here's my email address and my cell phone number. Give me a call as soon as possible. And oh, I do want to advertise too. And then all you have to do is click send and somebody will get right back to you. Yeah, it's that easy. It really is. And that's all you have to do. Now, what do we have as far as merchandise? Well, if you click on shop merchandise, then the little thing spins around and spins around. And all of a sudden it comes up and we have advertising. You can buy a 30-second spot, a 90-second spot. You can get a Money and Change ceramic mug. You know, I'd like to have one of those mugs that morphs and turns into a $1,000 bill or something on the cup when it gets hot. That would be neat, I think. Anyhow, we've got the Life Walk with Christ God color morphing mug. We've got the Trim Radio Network tumbler. We've got the Cut the Bull custom pin. Hey, that button. Cut the Bull. And we've also got Trim Radio On Air unisex ultra cotton t-shirt. And then we've got the We Cut the Bull Women's Ideal Racer Back Tank. And of course, then we've got Michael Behas' Life Walk with Christ God ceramic ornament. It's there. And when you purchase something, purchase the merch, guess what happens? That money goes directly into buying airtime for the shows. We don't get paid a cent. All we want to do is provide you with good information. And we cut the bull and serve the truth. Okay? So check us out on the Trim Radio Network. All right? Also, when you get a chance, go over to the Money and Change page. Money and Change Slice Financially Prepped on Facebook. Check it out. You know, we have a lot of people that like to listen, and they're from all over the world. I've got them from Myanmar, which used to be Burma, India, South Africa. I've had people from Europe, North America, South America. I'll tell you what, people listen to the show. They really do. The only thing of it is I don't get any responses from Iceland. And they have really good English in Iceland. I can't believe it. Maybe it's too cold. I don't know. We'll find out. But anyhow, all you have to do is join us. All you have to do is just check the page, say, hey, I want to join. And join, and we'll get you in there. Now, we've got some stuff that I put up here on our page. And you know, I always talk about the shout outs. And what I like to do is actually have them each week. So you can check out the page and you can go check out the different people and the different shows and so forth. So you want to join us live tonight. Of course, that's at 7 p.m. And our shout outs are the Trim Radio Network, which we've already talked about. And a big shout out to them for carrying this show and my world. And we've also got the University of Findlay. I was just up there yesterday. And I had a meeting and a basketball game to go to. And I'll tell you what, unfortunately, the Oilers men and ladies teams lost. Oh, well, that's the way it goes, an off night. But I'll tell you, it was good basketball. It really was. But you just don't go to the University of Findlay for football and basketball and track and wrestling and everything else. I don't think they have tiddlywinks either. But anyhow, the University of Findlay is located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II school, but they offer bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. And they have very good facilities, great instructors, and a great president with Dr. Kathy Fell. She's done a fantastic job. And also, the University of Bluffton is merging with the University of Findlay. And Bluffton is about 20 miles south of Findlay. And you'll be able to go to different classes at either campus. And that's a good deal. So you want to check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. And if you're in the neighborhood of Findlay, Ohio, an all-American city, you want to check them out. Stop by the campus. They'll give you a tour. And I'll tell you what, you'll like it. You really will. Also, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And there's his website address. You can click on that and go take a look at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. Because they're there. So just to test it out, let's click on this. There it is. And I'll tell you what, he's got a lot of followers and he does a very good job on these pens. You take a look at all this stuff. I mean, he really does a really good job on these pens and the blanks. That's the center section of the pen. He really does a really good job there. So you want to check that one out. Now, if you take a look at everything that that goes on there. I mean, he's done a fantastic job. But oh my God, there I am. Oh my goodness, that's our page. Well, I have to get back to something here. If I can find it. Oh, there it is. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Chris, to check them out on YouTube. Also, we've got Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. Good people, good show. They talk about not only farming, growing crops, taking care of insects. They talk about the economy, things that are going on in the world. And basically, Danny talks about that on Porch Time. You have to check out Porch Time. It will probably air tomorrow or Tuesday. He records on Sunday, and it comes out Monday or Tuesday. So check out Porch Time with Danny King. Also, we've got the LDS Prepper, which is David Gilmore. Oh, yes. Dave, you got me hooked. GMS radios. I'll tell you what, it's a good deal. $35 for an FCC license. You don't have to take a test, and it's good for 10 years. Anybody in the family can use it, but they have to behave. Okay. What I have here is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya antenna. And like I've said before, I can talk from here to Dayton, Ohio, 35 miles away, and then hit a repeater and talk another 90 miles beyond that. It is a good radio, okay? It's not a blister pack that you get at Wally World, if you know what I mean. You have to order these. They're not cheap, but they're good, okay? All right, so much for David Gilmore. He's got, oh, by the way, he's got over 600 videos on YouTube. So you want to check out his site. Also, The Patriot Nurse, with Rachel, and she talks about taking care of yourself naturally. She used to be a nurse in many different areas in a hospital situation. And I mean, from psychiatric all the way down to emergency room. And she knows her business. She's fantastic. She talks about the economy. She talks about natural medicine and other ways you can take care of yourself. She also does seminars. And she's in different cities every year. And she does three-level seminars. You have to take 101, and then you have to take the next one, 102, and then 103. The 103 is very in-depth, okay? We also have the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, self-made millionaires. She says millionaire. Well, the technical term is millionaires. She knows how to stretch money. She lives very frugally. Her house is paid off. She has a car that's, I don't know, probably 20 years old, in excellent condition. And she likes to use e-bikes, you know, those electric bikes. And she has a bunch of them for some reason. I don't know if she collects them or whatever. But she lives frugally, and I'll tell you what, she knows how to stretch a dollar. You have to check her show out on YouTube. Another guy I really like is Colby at The Max, okay? And he talks about a lot of different things, and like he's saying right there, prepare now. And everything that I've been hearing lately is in a couple of months. And they're saying about 60 days, different people are saying the same thing. We're going to have some problems, probably with the economy. We're going to get into that a little bit today. But what you have to do is you have to take some time and listen to these people. Colby puts something on generally every day. And he has a very good presentation. Very nice guy to listen to. And just like Danny and Wanda King in Wiggins, Mississippi. Colby is also in Eastern Mississippi. You wouldn't know it by his accent. Okay. Great guy. Good show. Very good show. So check it out. Also, I post some of the stuff there. Here we have Kimmy Hughes, and she's talking about 50% savings, how to save on grocery shopping. And I've been following Kimmy for years, and she does an excellent job. She's located out in Utah, so you want to check her show out. And then we go on, did hedge funds steal half your investors' money? Do you have money in a hedge fund? Because sometimes banks like to gamble with your money. They weren't supposed to years ago, and then they suddenly got back into the habit. Sometimes it's a good habit, and sometimes it's a bad habit. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want them gambling with my money. Okay, I make the decisions on my money. Also, we take a look at the income needed to raise a family in each U.S. state. And if you click on your state, it will bring up what it takes. Like, for example, in Ohio, it takes $99,000 for a family of four. And then if you go out to California, it costs $188,000 to raise a family of four. And if you're in Kentucky, it's $93,000 a year to raise a family. And then down in Mississippi, it's only $88,000. Wow. So you can check that out. All you have to do is just click on the state and it will give you the information. Okay? Something you really need to check into. Also, it all comes crumbling down. The bank massaging the numbers. Are the banks massaging the numbers? Well, Nomi Prinz knows. So you want to check that out. You really have to have a good relationship with your bank. Some people just go through the drive-through and they put money in or they take some money out. They don't really get to know their banker, the bank manager. It's key. And if I go into my local branch, which is about three blocks away, I'll go in and say, "Hi, Dave, how's everything going?" And I know some people that work in that branch, and it's a good branch. So, you know, I can go to the downtown branch for it. This is a big bank. And I can talk to the people down there. I can go in and talk to my personal banker if I need to. But you get that relationship with that bank. And I have another one right down the street from the one that's two blocks from me. It's actually two and a half blocks from me. It's another bank. And they know me when I walk in there. They're real friendly. They help you out. You know, if you have a question, they answer it. No problem. It's not like an internet bank. And there are some out there. And they might give better interest. But do you have that real good relationship with your banker? You need to do that, okay? That's one of the things you have to do in 2025, especially with the way money's been going. Oh, and speaking of money, let's see what else we've got here. Hey, Fish. Yeah, join us. Okay, we're done with that one. I'll tell you, let's get with the U.S. debt clock. You know, we always talk about the U.S. debt clock because these are real-time numbers. And all you have to do is go to usdebtclock.org and you can get your information. Right now, the U.S. national debt is $36,430,486,000,000 and climbing. That's $107,088 per citizen. And the debt per taxpayer is $323,046. And if government wouldn't spend all of our money like a drunken sailor, sorry, drunken sailors, I'm sorry about that. I really am, because you know when to quit. Congress doesn't. They just keep spending. And they create new money out of nowhere. You know, they're like magicians. And what we have is called fiat currency. It's just paper money. It's not backed by gold or silver. It's just paper. And sometimes digital money becomes ones and zeros. Can you touch it? Can you eat it? Can you spend it? In a lot of cases, no. Fiat money, we take that around. And yeah, we can go ahead and go to a restaurant and pay with fiat money. Or we can pay with plastic, which I don't recommend doing. And if you do pay with plastic, you better pay it off. And like I've always said, buy down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. I don't care if it's canned, freeze-dried, MREs, whatever. Buy some long-term food. Make sure that you have your medications that you need. Make sure that you have the clothing that's appropriate for the season. Make sure you have blue tarps to put up on your roof if you get a leak. And remember this. A lot of people say one is none. And two is one. That was an old military saying. And they say that one is none because if it doesn't work, you have nothing. And two is one because your backup, if it works, you're good. Sometimes people like to have three of a certain thing. Make sure you have a lot of batteries. Make sure you can purify and store water. You know, water takes a minimum, and they used to say a gallon a day. It's about 2 to 3 gallons a day per person. And you should be drinking about a gallon's worth of water a day, okay? And I do. I have mine through a Berkey filter. I put water in there. It filters it. It takes the chlorine taste out of the water and a bunch of other contaminants. And you get good, pure drinking water at the bottom. And I always keep extra in the refrigerator. And the doctor always said, hydrate is the best thing for your kidneys. So, and I do. So anyhow, who has $107,088? For the national debt. I don't carry that with me. And the debt per taxpayer, I pay taxes, but I don't have $323,046 to give to the government. Oh, and taxes are going to be due pretty soon. You know, here in Ohio, we have property taxes, which is going to be due by the 14th of February. So I have to hustle and pay that. But I don't like to pay it way in advance because that gives them the chance to use the money. I pay it when it's due. And then that way, they don't get extra interest on the money. Okay, I can save the money for interest. Something to think about. There's a new thing here, and I'm just going to circle it with the flying fickle finger of fate here, the hand. The pointer, and it's the Doge clock, which has just been added recently. The Department of Governmental Efficiency. And this shows how much money that they're trying to save right now. And it's $50,220,000. Okay, that's what they're trying to find. Now, the Department of Governmental Efficiency, there's an advisory commission, and the numbers that are given are real-time savings objective from reducing government waste, fraud, and abuse in federal government agencies. And there's a lot of it, and they're finding it. They needed to do this years ago because you have duplication, triplication. Is there such a word as quadra? Well, anyhow, four times as much? I would wonder about that. And of course, our tax revenue is going to be coming in April. You know, April 15th, got to pay up. Oh, yeah. And you have to do all of that. One thing that Trump's doing now, he's looking at the Department of External Taxation. and the money that we get from tariffs. And hopefully we don't have to pay income tax in the next few years. Pay it this year because it's due, and it may, we'll probably have to pay it next year too. But if things work out with this external taxation and other countries pay us on tariffs, it may work. On the other hand, there was a report today that Canada said, well, you're giving us a 25% tariff. We're going to charge you 25%, which basically is net zero. Nobody gains or loses, but it's a good negotiating tool. And I think that's what President Trump is trying to do, is to have a good negotiating tool. He's a good negotiator. I really like the guy for some reason. He gets things done, and I like people that get things done. Well, hey, this is an article that was in Zero Hedge about trade wars, and they said, trade wars begin, Trump slaps tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, triggers immediate retaliation. Call it tit for tat. And just hours after Trump unveiled double-digit tariffs on three largest U.S. trading partners, Canada, Mexico, announced their own plans to retaliate with tariffs on the U.S., an outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said late on Saturday that Canada will respond by placing a 25% counter tariff on Canadian $155 billion, or in U.S. $107 billion worth of American-made products. That includes beer, wine, bourbon, fruits, fruit juices, vegetables, clothes, perfume, household appliances, plastic, and lumber are subject to the tariffs. Well, I'll tell you what, Canada's going especially hard after alcohol produced in Republican states are there. I'll tell you what, it's just going to be a negotiating tool, is the way I look at it. And I could say with Mexico, Trump could say, well, you're bringing all these drugs into our country. Well, we're going to have a nice tariff until you stop bringing drugs into the country. Well, then that gives them the impetus to say, okay, no more fentanyl, no more marijuana, no more other drugs, and maybe they can help get the drug cartels out of business, or at least reduce the business. And in Canada, you know, we get the oil sands from up there, and some of our cars are made up there in Canada. And we have other goods that we get. And of course, there's Canadian beer for you beer lovers. And the wine. Of course, we both make bourbon. I don't know about Canadian bourbon. Most of the stuff that I know is made in Kentucky, some in Tennessee. Somehow those guys know how to run a still. And then, of course, you have fruits and fruit juices and vegetables and clothes and perfume. I have not seen anything as far as clothes made in Canada. Most of mine are like made by Walmart. Probably Vietnamese, Chinese, some American. But I don't have any Canadian clothes. And Canadian perfume, I don't think I have any of that. I don't even have any Canadian aftershave. Maybe their aftershave is kind of smells like a lumberjack. I don't know. Household appliances, plastic and lumber tariffs. I know we use a lot of lumber and we get it from Canada. So the home prices may go up. Okay, anything with lumber would go up. And China, I don't know what they're going to do because we buy a lot of stuff from China and they like to use some of our stuff. So we have to watch that. tariffs can work both ways, okay? We have another one here. Breaking news. Here we go.
Your clients right now, what is sort of top of mind for them? Do they bring up Trump more? Is it Powell more?
I would say the focus is probably on the fiscal policy. And then there's that interaction or that feedback loop in terms of how does monetary policy react? So I think the biggest uncertainty with tariffs is what's more important. Is it the negative growth impact or potential negative growth impact, or is it the inflation impact? Because the negative growth impact would tell you that the Fed needs to ease policy in response to tariffs. The positive inflation impact would tell you that the Fed needs to hike policy to protect inflation. So where do they sit in the middle? Now, I think it's interesting. The Bank of Canada was out earlier today. They had a rate decision. They actually cut 25 basis points to 3%. And they were much more leaning into the negative growth impacts and making sure that they keep the economy going. So what I want to know is, you know, are we going to be more like the Bank of Canada in terms of our response? Or are we going to be more focused on the fact that inflation is still above target and maybe we don't have the leeway to respond like we did in 2019 when we had a trade war? There was a ramp up of tariffs in 2019, tension between US and China, and the Fed actually cut that year and in response to slowing global manufacturing.
And you know, I also have to wonder, we've been talking all about tariffs and immigration. Oh, what about, you know, if people are furloughed from government jobs, right? Are we also, so does that then tilt the concern more towards growth? If you really do see this reduction in government jobs and government spending, and that make its way through the economy?
So the Fed is unique to other central banks because they have a dual mandate. They're not just concerned about inflation, but they're also very concerned about the labor market. And while the labor market has been strong, job gains have been very concentrated in just a few sectors. Healthcare, leisure and hospitality, and government. And so while federal government is a smaller portion of hiring, state and local is actually the larger part. I am interested to see how hiring in the government sector evolves, because that has actually been an engine of job growth over the last few years that we may not be able to count on in the year ahead.
All three major avenues given back.
Well, if you take a look at it,
the closing bell and slip cup.
Well, it just continues to play, doesn't it? I'll tell you what. Yeah, government causes a lot of jobs, but there's a big bloat of government jobs. A lot of departments that don't need to be there, and those people can go back to work in the private sector. Some of them have private sector skills in business. Some are attorneys. And some are just regular paper pushers. And so there would be jobs for paper pushers back in the private sector or working in industry. But it seems like the jobs are not placed right. And the more you have in federal employment, that's more tax money that, guess what, comes from us, right? Well, here's some goods is in the crosshairs as far as Trump's tariff on Mexico and Canada and China. I thought you'd want to listen to this one.
Oil supplies, that includes oil products, lumber, and aluminum. Crude oil imports from Canada hitting a record high last year at more than 4 million barrels per day. Much of that gets refined into gasoline in the U.S., so oil companies will now have a choice, charge more for gas or eat that increased cost. But even on grocery shelves and restaurant menus, you can see the effect of Canadian tariffs. 81% of frozen French fry imports to the U.S., they're from Canada.
And to our neighbor to the south, the auto industry is set to be hardest hit by the tariffs on Mexico. A report from S&P Global Mobility noting nearly every automaker and supplier would be affected. GM CEO Mary Barra saying the company has plans in place for tariffs, but did not account for them in future guidance. The mentions of tariffs on earnings calls so far skyrocketing this earnings season. Also remember, about half of U.S. fresh produce imports are from Mexico. Nearly 80% of all avocados are from Mexico too.
And if you take a look at it, Yeah, we do get a lot of fruit and vegetables out of Mexico. We also get a lot out of Chile and Peru and other countries. So I think, if you like avocados, you can expect a price hike, or the availability is not going to be there. If you take look at potatoes from Canada, really, we get a lot of our potatoes out of Idaho and Washington, and maybe North Dakota, South Dakota, places like that. We even grow potatoes here in Ohio. We grow tomatoes and so forth. Yeah, we're going to get some potatoes out of Canada, but I'm not sure that it would be all that much. I might be wrong. But we can grow our own here. And we grow enough food that we can feed a lot of the world. And so, you know, if you're going to bargain for things, there's always a place to go with that. But there's going to be prices on different things. Some car prices are going to go up, and some parts are made in Canada. No doubt about that. So we're probably going to have to pay more there. But I think it's mostly a bargaining tool to get everybody to come to the same table and trade on an equal basis. And yeah, we might have problems in 60 days because the governments are still hitting each other's heads. It may boil down to that. But what you have to do is look at the long haul. You know, around here, we've been having problems with some bird flu cases. Whether the bird flu is introduced to the flock or not. I mean, there have been reports that people are thinking drones are doing it, or other things are happening to infect the birds that weren't infected before. And we've had several large egg producers have to kill off their flocks. And I don't know how many millions of birds that is. And I always tell the people that I know that do have chickens, don't let them go out as much, and keep an eye on everything and make sure that your feed is good. I'm not so sure that bird flu is nature made. I think it's man-made, just a gut feeling. I'm not a doctor, I'm not an agronomist, but I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express one night. You know that commercial. If you have a problem with eggs, you could go to emergency essentials or other places and get dried egg powder and use that as a substitute. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but I don't think you use as much. And all you have to do is add water. And I know I get emails from them 2-3 times a week. They're having a sale on different things. So if you need eggs, get the powdered eggs. All you do is add water and you've got eggs. Okay? Something to think about. Well, hey, other things. We have replaced the income tax with tariffs. Remember, I kind of alluded to that. And Jeffrey Tucker was talking about it in the Epoch Times. And there was a time before 1913 when you could keep every penny you earned. And you didn't have to file with the federal government telling them what you earned and give the feds their cut. Your finances were your business and no one else's, and you had the right to earn, own, and keep property, and it was sacrosanct, guaranteed by U.S. law and tradition. There were no audits, investigations, account freezes, withholdings, or any other forms of payment. There was your productivity and you, and that's all. How is the government funded? It earned revenue through tariffs, and these are paid directly by importers and indirectly by producers and consumers if the cost can be passed through. And back in those days, however, the federal government barely existed as compared with what it is today. You didn't have that many federal employees. And now there are a lot of employees. And they're saying in the report, the cause and effect, however, is kind of murky. And the main theme of this period were freedom and sound money. The dollar was governed by the gold standard, and there was no central bank. We need to get back to the gold standard, because fiat money is not money, it's just paper. Digital money isn't going to be any good either, because it's ones and zeros, and if you lose the combination to your account, it's gone forever. And can you spend Bitcoin? I mean, if I went to Home Depot and I said, okay, I want to buy this wrench, and I want to pay you in Bitcoin, I'll give you 1/10 of a Bitcoin or something, you know, 1/16 of a Bitcoin. Oh, we don't take that. We take money. Now, Starbucks might be able to give you a deal on Bitcoin or someplace else, but I don't think you could just walk into any place and say, hey, I'm going to give you maybe 1/100 of a Bitcoin for a Wendy's dinner. You know, a value meal, whatever they call it. You know, you get the hamburger, you get the fries, you get the chicken McNuggets, and you get your drink. The four for four that'll put you on the floor. I mean, you eat that every day, and you'd be packing some serious weight. Just my opinion. But I'll tell you what, are we going to be able to do that? And can we exist on tariffs? I think what the net thing is, it's a negotiating tool, like I've said, and what's going to happen is that we may have slight tariffs, and the other countries could have slight tariffs, and it's going to be net zero. It's tit for tat. They charge us 25%, we charge them 25%, it's zero, okay? But it's the value of the dollar, or their currency. You know, a ruble is like 16 cents the last time I looked. And that's been a while, to the US dollar. So everything's always relative. You just have to check things out. Musk reveals Treasury has been auto-paying everyone, even known terrorist groups. Now, everybody said, well, how can he do something with the government? He wasn't elected. No, he was appointed to do something. He doesn't receive any pay. Anybody that works there in DOGE, Department of Governmental Efficiency, well, guess what? They're providing oversight, and they're looking for ways to save money. You know, we don't need any $1,600 toilet seats or $2,000 wrenches. We don't need that. Well, anyhow, DOGE has moved into the Treasury, according to the report, and they're triggering their long-serving, highest-ranking career officials to quit in a huff. And they find that that department has essentially been auto-paying everybody. And they don't keep track of it. And if they do keep track of it, not very well. And they're paying even fraudulent or terror groups. And what they're saying is, Robbie Starbucks said, that is absolutely insane. How many billions or trillions have they wasted in recent years? I bet the fraud is massive. If these officials knew everything was approved, did any of their friends or family get paid fraudulently? Will likely need to be investigated. Can we say there's a lot of corruption in DC? There always has been. And it's time to clean it up. And Musk is looking ways to save money. And that's great. We don't need to pay for a $16,000 toilet seat. Okay? So Doge has its place. It's not an elected body, but they look into a lot of different things. And that's good, in my opinion. I don't know about you. But if there's any way to save money, I would do it. I'd like to have things run efficiently. Oh, here's one that popped up. Former Federal Reserve advisor arrested for allegedly passing U.S. trade secrets to China. And that is a big no-no. Industrial Espionage, authored by Eva Fu from the Epoch Times. It says prosecutors on January 31st arrested a former senior Federal Reserve advisor, accusing him of stealing trade secrets from the agency that could allow China to manipulate the U.S. market. John Harold Rogers, 63, worked for 11 years as a senior advisor for the International Finance Division of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. And that was the main governing body of the U.S. Central Bank. And the federal indictment alleged that Rogers began working with Chinese conspirators since 2018, and the Chinese handlers worked for the Chinese intelligence and security apparatus. And posed as graduate students at a Chinese university, according to the filing. Let them sort it out in court. And they were saying such confidential information is economically valuable, the prosecutors noted. So lay everything out in court, let the judge and the jury decide. And if it's true that he was selling stuff to the Chinese, and he wasn't supposed to do it, well, then drop the hammer. That's just my opinion. There was a story by Michael Snyder with the mostimportantnews.com, 11 random facts that show that America is rotting and decaying right in front of our eyes. I think we've known that for a while, but he's pointing it out. He's saying, number one, a new study has discovered that smartphones are making teenagers more aggressive and they are causing them to hallucinate. We didn't have smartphones when I went to school and we didn't hallucinate. We just went out and had fun. Number two, according to Bloomberg, our cost of living crisis is driving more working Americans than ever before to seek assistance from food banks. That's true. And the food banks can't keep up. Number three, the U.S. national debt was sitting at about $10 trillion when Obama first entered the White House. And today it's sitting at $36.2 trillion. Number four, criminals freely roam the streets, but a pastor in Ohio could face jail time for using his church to house the homeless. 5, a cryptocurrency called the Fartcoin that was created as a joke currently has a market capitalization of $847 million for a fart. 6, fentanyl is absolutely destroying communities all over America. That's true. And I think what they need to do is to find out how it's getting in the country and who's doing it. And then let's say you have drastic sentences for people that make it or transport it or sell it. 7, in 2024, corporate bankruptcies in the United States reached the highest level since 2008, I'll put it that way. I don't want to get tongue-tied. 8, we don't hear much about cargo theft, but it reached a staggering $454 million in 2024. That's a record high. 9, according to the New York Times, 15% of the women in our federal prisons are transgender. 10, most of the foods on our grocery store shelves are highly processed, and since highly processed foods are less expensive, many U.S. consumers tend to gravitate towards them, and so do their bellies. 11, homelessness in the U.S. is at the highest level ever recorded, and it's increasing at the fastest pace ever on those records. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's why we're going downhill. And we need to reverse that stuff. And hopefully, President Trump could do it. Hey, could Walmart replace your bank? Or should it? There was an article in Yahoo Finance. You want to check that one out. We can take a tiny look at it. One cash debit card, 3% back. Or you can get 10% back or up to $20 on your first Walmart purchase. How about Walmart money cards, reloadable debt cards, finance services, pay over time? Can Walmart replace your bank? Maybe they could. But I wouldn't want to trust a lot of money to just one place. Diversify your funds. Just don't keep it in one place. That's my advice. 8 tax deductions for homeowners to lower their income tax. And I had this. And in the article is mortgage interest and so forth. I'll put that on the website. And I will do that just as soon as we finish up the show, because we've got 7 minutes. But they talk about mortgage interest. They talk about interest on home equity loans. They talk about discount points, property taxes, HOA fees. Oh, man, HOA fees. I was looking at a really nice condo in Florida. And it was, if I remember right, $250,000. And it was right on the edge of the Bel Air Country Club, which is a beautiful place. And I thought, oh, that would be great. I've been past there before. Beautiful place and great view of the intercoastal. And you could look beyond that and see the Gulf of what's now called America. I still call it the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, I'm an old guy. Anyhow, I thought, man, that'd be great. I could just relocate to Florida and live there. And I thought, boy, it'd be a really good deal. And then I read further in the HOA fees, homeowners association fees, were $750 a month. And you didn't even have a garage for your car. Well, that shot one down right there. Home improvements, home office expenses, capital gains tax. Oh, capital gains. A friend of mine just sold a house in Arizona. He's going to pay capital gains out the yin yang. He's moving back to Ohio. Tax deductions for homeowners. Don't let the tail wag the dog. They talk about that. There's a lot more. I'm going to post that one on Money and Change / Financially Prepped. You go to that site and take a look at it. Okay. Why eggs are so expensive. Prices expected to continue to climb in 2025 and beyond. And remember, I told you about powdered eggs. Something to consider. Emergency essentials. They have a lot of freeze-dried canned products. And there are other places too. Check them out. You could use them. Let's see, what else did I have up here? Well, that was the same Walmart thing. How many of you go to Walmart all the time? I know I go there at least probably twice a week. And I don't buy a lot of stuff. I like to walk around and shop and see what's new. And maybe if they have cinnamon rolls. Oh, God, I love cinnamon rolls. Well, it shows. But I love cinnamon rolls. And they have really good miniature cinnamon rolls. And, you know, if I have to get some medications, I'll go to Walmart and go to their pharmacy and get different things there. But how many times a week do you go to Walmart? How many times a week do you go to Kroger's or Costco or Sam's Club? It's there. Hey, if you want to invest in precious metals, I talk about a lot of different places. APMAX is one, only because the chart up above there for gold. I mean, gold right now is $2,811.40. I mean, what was it a couple of years ago? It was less than $1,500 an ounce. Well, now it's down $1.90. Silver is $31.20. I think when I was buying silver, it was something like $15. Yeah, for a coin. Well, it's down 3 cents. Platinum, $995, and that's down $5.70. And palladium, that's industrial stuff, so I don't mess with that. That's only found in Russia, by the way. And that's $1,045 for palladium. You can go to silver.com or other places. Just do your research and make sure, whatever you do, that it's a good, reputable company. And they have secure shipping, okay? Make sure it's at least 99.995%. percent pure. Okay. And bars, no. Coins, yes. Okay. Tenth of an ounce is great in gold. Okay. With that, guys, I'll tell you what. It's almost time to go. So I hope you have a good week. And I hope that you watch your pennies. And start prepping, because I think a lot of people are saying in 60 days, we could have some financial calamities. Who knows? We might have another invented flu. So you have to watch and see what you have on hand to counter that. Okay, make sure you wash your hands. And don't hang around a bunch of sneezy, wheezy people. Okay, with that, guys, that's all I've got. You have a good week, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday at My World. Check us out, 8 o'clock, and have a good week. See you.